sit comfortably. Allow your eyes to drift closed. Take a cleansing breath. Count to four for your inhale, then another four for your exhale. In, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. In, out, in. On your next inhale, open your mind's eye. You find yourself in a village on a shoreline of the Nile. It is morning. The sun has split the horizon. Take a moment to take in your surroundings. The fresh smell of the breeze off of the water. The feel of it blowing against your face gently. The creak of a wagon wheel a few yards off. You walk into the village. It is small and new, its buildings freshly made. A dog lounges to your left, raising his head in curiosity as you walk past. As you round a corner, you see the great potter himself, Khnum. He stands behind a large table, sitting in an apparent pottery studio. You watch as he attaches clay to armature, mud flesh for wire bone. You must make the bone strong, you see, or the child will not be healthy, will not grow strong. Apparently he'd seen you enter. I am the creator of the cot, the one who forms each child, making them healthy and strong. I am the source of the Nile and its fertility and productivity. I even created that form. I hope it is serving you well. And with that, he hands you a ball of clay. By the time you are done, it has a simple animal shape. He beams at you. Such magnificent work. We have to practice creating in order to perfect our outcome. That is why we must choose to act within Ma'at. Choose Zeptepi every day.